Hello again. Tony and Susan Alamo coming your way with another one half hour of gospel songs and testimonies.
Tony, my God is real.
Amen, Susie. Our God is real.
Praise the Lord.
Maestro?
There are some things I may not know. There are some places I can't go. But I am sure of this one thing, that God is real, for I can feel Him deep within. My God is real,
my God is real,
real in my soul,
in my soul.
My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. His love for me,
it's like your
gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Some folks may doubt, some folks may scorn, all can desert and leave me alone. But as for me, I'll take God's part, for God is real and I can feel Him in my heart. My God is real, real in my soul. My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like your gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord. My God is real. You know that when you hear these gospel songs, it just witnesses deep down into your heart and your soul the reality of a living God. A person that doesn't know this reality in Jesus Christ and know what it really means to have a relationship with the living God, they have my sympathy, because for all the riches, for every possession this side of eternity, the greatest and the most precious, the most priceless possession that you could have in this world is that reality of really knowing that God is real. Do you know that when it just seems like the waves of time and of life are just piling up all around you, and you just wonder how in this world would it be possible for human flesh to be able to bear up under the pressures and the tribulations of the times that we are living in? And in the natural, it is an impossibility. Human flesh cannot carry the burdens that are put upon people today, because we're living in the end times. We're living in the very last part of this dispensation of time. And we who know the reality of Jesus Christ, we who know that God is real, there's a quickening in the soul and in the spirit that says Jesus is coming. But we know that at this time that the Bible is being fulfilled, and that the Word of God says that Satan will be loosed upon the earth in these last days, seeking whom he may devour, knowing that his time is short. Now, the ones of you who do not know the reality of God, you do not know, you don't have this born again, you don't have this personal experience with God that makes this a message of reality to you today, that you do not know that God is real. What in the world do you think is causing all the turmoil all the way across the world today? Now, you say, I don't believe in Satan, I don't believe there's such a thing as a devil. Then you give me the answers as to why The whole world is in such turmoil. You hear men talking about peace, peace, and these are going to the conference table and other great politicians to another conference table, and all the time we hear this word peace, world peace. And yet every time you turn on your television, every newscast, every newspaper, every headline is screaming torture, torment, war, bloodshed. What is causing all these things? If it isn't the power of Satan, if there is no devil, then what would you contribute all this confusion and all this bloodshed and turmoil of this world that we're living in today? It would be an impossibility for us not to realize that there are two forces, that there is the force of good and the force of evil, and we're living in a spiritual warfare, in the war of Armageddon. We're living at a time when there is a battle that is raging for power to seek and to hold on to throughout eternity. And somebody is going to win that battle in your life. It's either going to be God or it's going to be Satan. You're going to be used by God in these last days, or you're going to be used by Satan. The only way that you can be used by God is to have that born-again experience in Jesus Christ, to know that your God is real. And then it's for sure and certain that you're going to be standing on the side with God's people. You're going to be standing in that place, in this spiritual warfare, this war of Armageddon, this last fight between God and Satan for the soul of man. And if you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you have that born-again experience, you know the reality of God, you know beyond any shadow of doubt, my God is real. My God is real because I can feel Him in my soul. And as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. We shall stand with the people of God in this last day. We shall stand on the side of the redeemed. And the Word of God says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And oh, I say praise the Lord and amen today, knowing beyond any shadow of doubt, in my heart and in my soul, I know that my God is real. Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And now Bob Kitchener to sing, When Jesus Calls All His Children In. That's the minute that we're waiting for. Praise the Lord, Bob Kitchener.
Someday, someway, somewhere you will see that Jesus is calling for you and me, and we'll all be together as our new lives begin when Jesus calls. Children in. When Jesus calls all His children in, and the trumpet shall sound, that's when we will walk in, and we'll walk the streets of glory with Jesus hand in hand. When Jesus calls all His children in, someday those pearly gates will swing wide for all of God's children. Jesus hand in hand. When Jesus calls all his children in.
Well, that is the event that we're waiting for. That's the event that we are working towards, is that hour and that day when Jesus calls all his children home. Do I believe that there is really a place in the heavens that the streets are made of gold? Do I really believe that there is a pie in the sky? Do I believe that there is a heaven above this earth, and that there are big pearly gates that are going to swing open, and that there's going to be the Savior of the world standing there that's going to open those gates for me when I get there? Oh, my Lord and my God, here's one fanatic that believes that more than anything in this world. It's the hope of eternity. And this is what we are working towards. This is what we are fighting for. Because each and every one of us that are down here that are fighting this battle in these last hours, we're going to be the stars of eternity. That's the event of the ages. That's what we're waiting for. That's what we're looking forward to, is that moment of when Jesus calls all his children home. And you know, I think it's going to be one of the most interesting things to see this Alamo crowd when they start entering in through those pearly gates, because everybody's going to know, oh, that's that noisy Alamo bunch. That's that bunch that swept up the masses down there in those last dark hours. You can tell who they are because they're the noisy bunch of holy rollers. You know, I hear so many people today and they say, I'm a Spirit-filled Baptist, and I'm a Spirit-filled Methodist, and I'm a Spirit-filled Catholic. You know, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, I want to let you in on a little secret today. There's no such thing as a Spirit-filled Catholic. There's no such thing as a Spirit-filled Baptist. There's no such thing as a Spirit-filled Methodist. If you have had that supernatural Holy Ghost experience, don't try to hide behind that old denomination any longer. Just roll on out here and say, I'm Pentecostal. I'm a holy roller, because it isn't going to do any good one of these days. You're going to have to take a stand with it anyway. Don't keep hanging on to those old cloaks. Don't keep trying to hang on to some sort of social order or some sort of social structure. Pentecost is an experience, not a denomination. It's an experience with the living God. It's the same power of God that came down from the heavens on the day of Pentecost, when all these people, they believed God, and they were gathered together in a firm belief that God was going to keep his promise unto man, and that he was going to pour out his Spirit upon them, because he had promised to do it. And they were gathered together there, and they were praying, and suddenly there was a noise like a great and mighty wind, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues as a fire. And it began to set upon each and every one of them, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. There's no such thing as a Spirit-filled Baptist. I hate to upset your apple cart, but if you've had that dynamic supernatural experience in a living God, come out of the closet and make yourself known, because you're no longer a Spirit-filled Catholic. You're no longer a Spirit-filled Baptist. You're no longer a Spirit-filled Methodist. Just line up over here and take your place with the rest of us holy rollers, because you're going to have to come out of the closet one of these days anyway. Well, praise the Lord. Here's Brother Ernie to sing, When We Have Gone the Last Mile of the Way. Sing, Ernie.
If I walk in the
way of duty. If I work till the close of the day, I shall see
gone the last mile of the way. And here again in this gospel song is such a strong, such a tremendous message. When you think about how many people down through the ages, as they were approaching that last mile, the end of it, and what their reactions really were, the ones who knew Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. It didn't make any difference what persecution, it didn't make any difference what they were put through or what their cross was to bear. They all had that same glorious ending. During the time of the Apostle Paul and of Stephen, the world was in complete revolution. The world was in complete turmoil, just as it is today. And there was that pulling, that fight between God and Satan for the soul of man. But yet, when Stephen, as he was being stoned to death, he looked up into the heavens and he said, "I see Jesus." That was the ending of the last mile of the way for Stephen. "I see Jesus." And now Tommy, to sing "Must Jesus Bear the Cross Alone." Tommy. Is a cross that each and every one of us must bear. When we make a commitment to Jesus Christ, we're taking vows before the Almighty God, and we are signing and sealing in the blood of the Savior who died for us on the cross at Calvary. And we have made a commitment unto God, and that commitment unto him is that we be lost within ourselves, and that our bodies, our lives, our minds, our souls become a living sacrifice to be used by him and for him. Every Christian, every person who knows Jesus Christ and makes that commitment to him, when he washes every old filthy sin that we have ever committed in our lives away in his own precious blood, when he fills us with his Spirit, then we have taken, sealed in the blood of Jesus Christ, a commitment before God to give him our lives that it may be used by him to his glory, because we become a partaker. We become a part of the body of Jesus Christ. And you see so many people today that have this experience in the Lord and then feel that they can live their own lives in the way that they would want to live them. But there is a cross. There is a commitment before God. And the Lord Jesus Christ expects our all, because we belong to him. And now, Tony, to sing, let him be all you need for tomorrow.
Let him be all you need for tomorrow.
When life is a struggle, he won't be in your way, just around. If you're needing a shoulder when your feet run low, let him be all you need for tomorrow. Let him be
gone again. It just seems like the time just passes away so fast. But until this same time next week, same station, be back with us again. And in the meantime, remember, whoever you are, wherever you are, there is room at the cross for you. Don't try to carry the problems. Don't try to carry the burdens and the complexities of life today. Know beyond any shadow of doubt that your God is really real. There's a place that you can find with God that you'll know beyond any shadow of doubt that your God is real. And that he has big shoulders that can just take those burdens, those problems of yours, and he can carry them upon his own back. Because this is what Calvary is all about. You need that born-again experience with Jesus Christ. He left a place for you at the foot of the old rugged cross. There's room at the cross for you.
Oh,